whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica.
Dana.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. I'm Dana Powell.
I'm Jessica Young.
And we're here to rant out some poop and fill up with goodness. Great way to start the show, Dana. I just completely judged myself before I even finished my sentence.
I thought you were going to say rant out the poop and fill up with goop.
Why? Just because it rhymed?
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm a little tired.
Are you?
I wasn't able to sleep last night for no good reason whatsoever.
I know. I'm the same way, though.
Do you ever sometimes, like, go crazy?
Oh, for sure.
I'm like, was it too much caffeine? It wasn't any more caffeine. It was probably less caffeine than I normally have in a day.
Oh, interesting.
I was just wide awake and tossing and turning all night, and it was infuriating. But I shockingly feel fine now.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice.
Maybe I'm just trying to push it all out with some essential water. Some alkalinized water.
Oh, fancy.
Admittedly, they call it overachieving H2O.
Oh, boy. I don't know that that's a positive slogan to have. I'm an overachiever. Even with my water.
That sounded so bougie.
Oh, so bougie. You are. But we know you're bougie.
I am not.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good this week.
Good.
I wanted to tell you, I kind of shared with you a little bit. And also, I just want to say, I think we're going to dive into it a little more in another episode down the road. But a friend of mine was working on a project and he asked me to write a letter to 12-year-old Dana and to 20-year-old Dana. Mm-hmm. And normally I cannot stand that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like if a therapist tells me to journal, I'm like, nah, I think I'll find a new therapist. Like I can't, I don't need any more homework. Okay. So, but he bugged me about it and I just adore him. And he does these really creative, positive projects all the time. And so I was like, I want to do this. I cannot tell you how happy I was that he made me do that.
Aww.
It was such an emotional and lovely experience for me to talk to baby Dana.
Aww.
And it made me realize how hard I am on myself and the things that I think and say to myself and have my entire life that I would never say or think about another person.
Right.
You know? So anyway, it was interesting. I sent mine to you and had you read them. And I think Jessica's going to participate as well. And somewhere down the road, we're going to get a little vulnerable and have a little bonus episode.
Totally.
We're going to read our letters and talk about some personal issues that I think are actually really, really relatable.
Yeah.
So anyway, it just made me feel
cathartic.
It was very cathartic. And oddly enough, a listener sent me a DM and just said some very kind things. We grew up together and was like, you know, and we're proud of you. And just things that she had no idea where my headspace was that day. And, you know, it's pilot season. It's an antiquated way of doing Hollywood anyway and whatever, but it still can drive you crazy. And then I told her, I said, you know, I have been in this headspace lately where I'm like, am I a failure because I'm not a series regular? Did I abandon my family for these selfish pursuits? Like all these horrible things that just aren't true.
Right.
So anyway, shout out to my friend. I don't want to say her name and out her, but anyway, she sent me a really, really sweet message.
It's beautiful.
It was lovely. And those two things combined, it was just like kismet, you know?
Sometimes we don't realize the power of a simple message.
Lord, she had no idea what that was going to mean to me.
It's incredible. And sometimes just like letting someone know, even with like a simple few sentences, goes a long way.
Oh, for sure.
To encourage someone. And I love that it kind of came at the right time. Like you had this experience where you got to kind of release,
yes,
I think, some things.
And a little bit painful, you know, but still good.
Right.
And then it was backed up by this positive reinforcement from someone that didn't even know.
Totally.
That it was going to have that effect on me. So
I love it.
It was really beautiful.
I love that.
Yay.
And sometimes we don't get over things until we get them out.
Mm-hmm. You got to walk through it.
Yeah.
Ugh. It's rough.
It is. We gotta do it.
Yes. Speaking of contacting us, you know, Jessica and I are always available on DMs. We have personal Instagrams. You're at JessBYoung.
1975.
What's that mean?
Am I allowed to say?
No.
Okay.
And then I'm at Dana Powells with an S because someone stole my name already. And then, of course, we have for the podcast at the Rants and Raves Podcast, both on Instagram and Facebook. We have a website, therantsandravespodcast.com. You can reach us on Twitter at raves_the. I'm trying not to be negative about it now because we still only have 9 followers, which is an uptick, to be honest.
Yes, it is.
And you can also just straight out email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
You always have to put in the because we like to give people a task.
Very case sensitive.
It's very case sensitive. And please, guys, rate, review, subscribe, help us grow. Mm-hmm. I think that we're really like sharing a lot of joy with people and hopefully inspiring people to make a difference in their own communities. That's the hope anyway. And that's what we want, to continue to grow. So please help us out in that way.
Yep.
Tell your grandma about us. Well, maybe not your grandma. We have a lot of language.
I wish my grandma could have heard the podcast.
Yeah, well.
She would have
loved
very
it.
Tickled. Oh, yeah.
Tell somebody you care about that needs some happiness who doesn't mind my potty mouth. Is that a good way to put it?
Sure.
Jessica, I think you are starting with the rants today. Let's get this out.
Okay. Tapping your feet and or shaking your foot and leg. I think you can tell by my tone.
You're literally talking through your teeth right now.
Because it infuriates me. And if it's a friend, I will tell you, I will physically put my hands on you and push your foot to the ground hard so that you are made aware of what you are doing. But I find that it happens every single time that I am watching a live performance of any kind.
Oh, so for me, it's hard candy opening. And for you, it's foot tapping.
Well, you're going to freak out that you just said that. Because this is what part of what I'm getting to. I went to an amazing show. A friend took me last week at the Grammy Museum downtown,
oh, cool.
Which I've never been to.
No.
So they have a tiny, tiny 200-seat theater.
Uh-huh.
That's small, right?
Right.
Especially to hear like a known musician or singer or whatever. It was Paula Cole. Do you remember
cool.
who Paula Cole
For sure,
is?
Yes.
Unreal. I could go on a rave just about her
general.
She wrote I hate saying this because you shouldn't only know her for this, but the theme song from Dawson's Creek that everybody knows, right?
Yeah. Do you want to sing it?
I don't want to wait.
I knew you did.
For last to be over.
I can't believe you needed.
To know right now.
I love that you pretended you needed an invitation to sing on our show.
P.S. I never even watched Dawson's Creek, but you knew that from meaning like
that song was so popular.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit of info about that.
Oh.
That song was written about her grandfather and him coming home from the war.
Oh my gosh.
Which makes it even odder to me that the producers of Dawson's Creek chose that. But I think it's the chorus, right? The chorus can apply to everything.
Yeah, yeah.
It was about her grandfather.
Aww.
Anyways, it was phenomenal. It was like an hour interview with her and I think the president of the Grammy Museum.
Uh-huh.
And then she did a concert with a guy who plays upright bass and then a drummer, specifically a jazz drummer.
Uh-huh.
She's been playing with since she was 18 when they met. She's 51.
Oh my God.
Mind-blowing.
Wow.
Like, absolutely incredible. I mean, please, look up Paula Cole. She's had 7 albums. She has a new one coming out.
Do they have an album?
Super cool.
I think
they play on her new album.
Oh, okay.
From
what
I gathered. Absolutely incredible. My point of this, I swear, goes back to the original rant, which is turned rave. There was a guy in our row who was shaking, and I mean like shaking the entire row.
Yeah.
And again, when I'm in public and when it's a performance is going on, if it wasn't, I would be a lot more vocal. I didn't want to
cause a scene.
Yeah.
Because
this was like a beautiful, very peaceful concert. This wasn't like a, yeah, get up and rock.
Right. I love that the listeners don't know, but you just had pointer finger guns.
Yeah. yeah, damn Yankees. I'm like, at a Ted Nugent show.
Oh, my God.
No,
You're
not.
You're a regular, what's the Looney Tunes guy?
Oh, Yosemite,
Yosemite
Sam.
Yosemite Sam right now.
He shook the entire time. So that incensed me. Then a woman in front of us, and they had made it clear, do not use your phone.
Oh, my God.
She filmed the entire time. So when there was a certain point, this is how passive aggressive I am. There was a certain point where Paula asked the audience to clap. So I have a loud clap.
Okay.
Real loud.
My Don't
mom
do it.
Used to get livid. And my roommate in college, Amy Rosenberg, used to lose her mind at how loud my clapping was, because I just loved to clap for no good reason. I was clapping. I won't do it into the mic, but clapping directly
at
in
her
this
head.
Woman's ear. Hoping that that would like ricochet
Jessica,
and get her to stop.
Why would that communicate to her? Stop recording.
I don't know, but that was how I did it. Seething at her with laser shooting out of my eyes. Because they said not to, like, that is so disrespectful.
It's so, and also, lady, you're not experiencing the moment.
Thank you. And it was distracting as hell because she's right in front of me and she's holding it up to make sure she gets a good picture.
Yeah.
And therefore, I'm seeing the glare of her phone
sure.
the whole time.
Yeah.
But here's where I end this rant, because I thought of you immediately.
Well, no.
Not only because you would have seriously loved her and what she stands for and all of those women out of the Lilith Fair
yes,
era in
yes.
the 90s that
Strength.
I still love. Somebody started unwrapping candy.
No.
But it was the digging in the bag because they were clearly looking for... It was so loud, and that finally got everyone's heads turning and glaring at them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Good, because I always feel like I'm on an island alone when I get hateful
no,
about that.
No, you could have heard a pin drop, and Paula Cole has the vocal control of an angel. I have never seen someone be able to get so high and bring it down to like the whisper of a sparrow. And
no like this.
Yep.
I can't.
But it was so loud and amplified because it was dead silent in there.
Ugh, rude.
Stop tapping your foot.
Well, I do.
Stop unwrapping your candy. Stop bloody filming people when you've been asked not to use your phone.
Stop bloody talking like you're British. I can't. I honestly can't.
Oh my
chastise
God.
Chastise you for that because I've been doing it.
I am so mad. I forgot a few things today. I'm really mad. One of them was my headphones.
Yeah.
I'm using Dana's headphones. Thank God she has an extra set. I forgot to bring you the book that someone brought me back from a recent trip to Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
And it's all Jamaican phrases, Mom.
Oh my God. I'm going to go insane.
Yeah,
you have to bring
cried.
It next
no,
time. Because
I can't believe I didn't bring it. Because
I will
like,
use
Dana's
as many as I can.
It's
oh my
amazing.
God. Yeah, I can't chastise you for that. What I was going to say though, Jessica,
mm-hmm.
we do realize now we're starting to know more, you know, because of neurodiversity and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Some people do have a lot of anxiety. That's why they make fidget spinners. They also have fidget cubes and things like that. So I would say if you're mm-hmm. one of those people that you know you have a tapping problem or a pin clicking,
mm-hmm.
I know people that are pin clickers
yeah.
and I've even caught myself doing it. If you are aware that that's an issue mm-hmm. you have, when you go to see Paula Cole at the Grammy Museum, bring it with you.
And keep it low in your lap?
Yes, because they have some that are just like balls that you that you move around
mm-hmm.
with your thumb. There are quiet ones and there are clicky ones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, find your thing and then don't disturb others.
I totally know what you mean. And yes, that could be a possibility.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you the people that I've experienced that are doing the tapping are just unawares.
Unaware?
I'm not kidding. It's usually a you know, young to middle-aged dude who is just shaking his
their
leg
knee
like
just
a loony
can't
tune.
Stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's you're worried they're going to take flight.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's vibrating
the entire row. Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you do that.
Or if you're on a couch or yeah.
What is your rant this week?
Well, I brought one that makes me, that other people, like, I'm looking at you going, okay, Jessica, I mean, I get it, but it doesn't really make me mad. Now, this one, you're going to be like, Dana, you are so dumb because it's not that big a deal, and it makes me livid. And we all know when Dana gets mad, she says things to people.
Mm-hmm.
So my rant is, if you don't return a GD grocery cart or Target cart back to the little thing or into the store,
uh-huh.
I hate you.
Have you ever had one hit you in the parking lot because somebody just kind of gives it a shove and then it smashes into you and or your car?
Yeah, or you can't pull into a parking space because someone's put their cart there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's my horrible story that goes along.
Oh, no.
I can't stand it. It is not that hard. You are not that lazy unless you're handicapped. And if you're handicapped, somebody can help you carry your stuff back and then put the cart back. Mm-hmm. Okay? So there's no excuse. It makes me so freaking mad. So Dan Tipton and I were at Ralph's one day. It happened to be a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We're walking out to the car. This woman has the cojones to put her... She parked her grocery cart. She was parked beside me.
Mm-hmm.
She parked her grocery cart on my bumper.
Rude.
On my bumper. Mm-hmm. It was on full side on my car. Okay? I lost it. I start walking faster towards her. She's not in her car yet. And I go, no, 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 no. Don't you leave that cart there.
You Dan love telling people no.
No, 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 no. I'm a mom. What are you going to do? I catch up before she's getting in her car, and I am yelling at her the whole time she's getting in her car. She's like, what? It's not that big a deal. Just put it back. I go, you put it back. It's your car. She goes, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I said, you already did it, and you thought you weren't going to get caught. But guess what? I happened to walk out here, and that's my car. If you got the feats enough to go in the grocery store and shop, then you got the feats enough to put your cart back. I'm just losing feats my enough. Mind. So she goes, you know what? God bless you. You have a wonderful Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now that, my lividity, is that a word?
Sure.
Shot from super mad to furious because I go, don't you bring God into this. You need to go to church. He wouldn't be happy with how you're behaving.
Channeling the voice of a demon.
I was so mad. Don't you bring God into this, you heathen. You just parked your shopping cart on my car. God doesn't support that.
Unbelievable.
And also, Christians have a bad enough name as it is, you dumb. Don't be aligning yourself with God when you're a cart bad person.
A cart bad person?
That's what they are. They are a type of person. It's a type of person. That woman also butts in line. She opens hard candies. She shakes her foot. She does everything we hate that woman does.
How lazy are you to not bring it back? Like, it really does incense me, too. There are multiple areas in a parking lot.
Always.
To put the carts back.
They like, position them so it's, like, every fourth car there's a place to put your cart. It's not that hard. And I was like, the balls of this woman to park it on my car.
Yep.
You didn't just put it in an empty space. You leaned it against the back bumper of my car, which meant it was also sticking out in the road.
I bet she's one of those people that leaves, like, a Kleenex in the bottom of the thing, and a wrapper
and dirty
for the string
diapers.
Cheese that she bought and ate while she was in the grocery store and threw in it. That actually really annoys me.
I can't stand
that
either.
And I'm not a germ freak or anything like that.
It's
but
just
when
rude.
I go out to get a cart and there's someone's trash in it, I refuse to take the. If there's
I won't
no
take
cart,
the cart.
Then I won't have a cart.
Yeah,
I'm
I know.
Not touching
I won't.
It with my hands.
I'm not either. And I hate that the people that work there have to. They shouldn't have to.
I know.
They shouldn't have to. People that leave dirty diapers, that is a serious,
throw up.
Serious problem.
Yeah. No.
Or, this also annoys me, and it's not quite as bad, I guess, because it's not dirty, per se. But people that buy things in bulk that, like, come in a box,
mm-hmm.
then unbox it
mm-hmm.
and put it in their cart, but leave the box trash in the cart.
What?
That happens at my Target all the time, and it's infuriating.
How rude.
Yes. They unbox their stuff and leave the trash in the cart.
Oh, that's next level.
If you want to unbox and put the trash in the recycle or in the trash bin, that's there, fine. Don't you leave it in the cart.
No.
Come on, people.
Why are people so ridiculous?
I don't know. It makes me so mad. And definitely don't blame it on God. Have you seen that
exactly.
viral? I think it was a Vine, which I know is defunct, but it still goes around.
Oh my God,
of the guy,
Vine.
I know of the guy dressed like Jesus that puts a cart back. He's driving through the parking lot and he gets out of his car and it says like Jesus saves the day or something. And this guy, he's dressed like Jesus and he puts a cart back in the cart return.
I love it.
I love it too. Aww. I mean, it shouldn't take a miracle, people.
No. Have some common decency.
Please.
For shared communal objects.
Oh, God. Oh, no. That's not one that... Ugh. Do you clean off the handle?
I don't. And I
do
should.
Sometimes if I'm in a weird mood.
First of all, I don't really carry anything with me, and I should, but I do appreciate when places have a dispenser right there.
Yes.
I will pull it out and use it. But sometimes by the time you see it, I'm like, well, my hands are already touching this filthy handle.
Yeah.
But I know how you are about your steering wheel handle and all of that.
Yeah, I still will wipe my hands and yeah.
Do you
and
like bring I'll white pull. Gloves with you?
No, no. But I definitely was the mommy that had the thing you put in the cart because I wasn't putting my son in that petri dish.
I don't think that's weird at all.
Yeah, I can't handle it because kids chew on them and stuff. I can grocery carts.
I can't. I know when you see the little tyke bending down and gnawing on
oh,
it.
Oh, Lord, no.
Please don't.
Oh, please. Or licking a water fountain. Ugh, that's a whole other rant. Okay, okay, okay.
Water fountains.
Oh, is that true?
Because people put their mouth on the actual it. Spout. And I'm like, absolutely not.
Can't.
Done deal.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. Okay, should we do our cleansing breath?
Sure.
I mean, I got riled up about a grocery cart will get me going.
Yes. Yeah. And it can hurt people.
Yeah. And clearly.
Legitimately.
Paula Cole gets you going.
So amazing.
Oh, that's a rave, though. I just meant filming it. The lady that you wanted to flick in the back of the head. Who you thought somehow by clapping, she'll understand that means stop videoing.
You know what else I did? One more thing really quick. Aside from the clapping, I then, when she was playing songs that I knew really well, I sang it right in her ear from behind. Where is my John Wayne? Where have all the cowboys gone?
She has her own podcast and she's ranting about you.
She did not flinch. I think she had earplugs in. God, I hate okay. you, lady.
Jessica! You just said I hate you, lady. You need a cleansing breath, Jessica. I just stopped her from... She put up a finger. There was going to be a list. I saved us from the list, you guys.
She really did.
Okay, let's breathe in. If you're alone, you can scream.
I've
Jessica?
Already breathed three times.
I know you need it. Jessica, do you need to scream?
No.
Okay, are you sure?
I promise.
I will say I do have a sleeping lizard in here, so... But
oh,
if you
yeah,
need
I don't
it...
Wanna wake her.
But if you need it...
No.
Okay, here we go. In...
All right.
How
fourth
you feel?
Breath's a charm.
Do you feel calmer?
I do.
Oh, good, good.
I do.
I'm kind of excited about our corners this week.
I know.
It's kind of a theme.
Yep.
We're going to do a how-to corner.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
How to help yourself.
I can't get behind that.
I can't either.
Okay, who's going first?
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, so my how-to I want to talk about is how to accept a compliment.
Don't know how.
I know. I don't either. And that's why I want to talk about it. Only because it was brought up to me this week. The friend I mentioned mm-hmm. that asked me to do the letters mm-hmm. and it was so impactful on me. We were just talking. He's going through some hard things and I was telling him good things about himself. And like, I know it's hard, and but don't say things like, I'm going to die alone. Like you're right. in the mire and muck right now. Mm-hmm. Like you can't feel it. Here are some wonderful things about you. And he was like, no, but of course you're going to say that. You're my friend and you're also like one of the nicest people ever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, clearly we're not that close because I'm definitely not the nicest person ever. No, but I said, listen, you, when you say that's not true, you're being disrespectful to my opinion. I said, I'm smart enough to know what a good person or a talented person or a kind person is. And if I want to pay you that compliment, mm-hmm. try to accept it. And I'm bad at it too, right?
Totally.
I said, I'm not a dum-dum. So don't tell me, no, that's not true. Or you're just nice or whatever. And I said, but I do understand not being able to right now. It's something that we all have to mm-hmm. work on. I have a hard time. When I used to do a ton of improv shows for a long time, people would be like, oh my God, that was so funny. And I would legit look at them and go, ugh, no, it wasn't.
Right.
So rude. And I had to train myself. That's my initial reaction because I'm hard on myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to train myself just to go, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I was always like, I hope that doesn't sound disingenuous because I do mean thank you for thinking that.
Sure.
I may not believe it, but thank you for thinking it. So I told my friend, I said, you know what? I'm going to stand in the gap for you. In the times that you cannot accept the compliment for right now, I'm going to. And
aww.
I'm going to repeat it back to you so that one day when you're ready, you're going to be able to accept accept it.
I love that.
I just think it's hard for us. And, you know, maybe particularly women, even though he was a male, obviously men go through it too. But women, it's more about our looks and things. When people are like, oh, your skin is glowing or your hair is so beautiful. My initial reaction is to like, I'm so cringy. I just go, oh, no, it's not. Ugh. And I will literally say, oh, God, I'm so broke out. Oh God, I haven't had a haircut in months. Like, you know, my response, instead of just accepting it and feeling good that someone had this nice thought about me, I go, well, that's not true. Here's a horrible thing.
I do it too, though. And I think I've probably brought this up before, where somebody gives you a comment and they're just saying it. It's like, maybe you look especially pretty or you just look beautiful at the whole thing. And I instantly, of course, get paranoid.
And you're like, which way I always look horrible?
Yes.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
And
yeah.
It is hard, but also I always feel like I have to compliment back, and not that you shouldn't, but I get so awkward if someone gives one, if they're like, God, you're awesome. I'm like, no, you're awesome. And I get like a weird voice because I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I really had to train myself, and I'm not perfect at it, and I certainly don't always feel it, but I had to train myself to just start going, thank you so much.
Yep.
And it was much more of an effort in the beginning than it is now.
Sure.
Some days are easier than others, whatever. But I would just encourage, if you're listening and you're one of those people that has a hard time accepting a compliment, just start faking it till you make it and go, oh, thank you so much. Eventually, you start feeling it.
Yeah.
It starts to seep in and you do go, oh my God, thank you. You know? Because if I can't think nice things about me, I need to hear it from somebody else, because there are nice things about me. And I say me in the overall sense.
Yes,
not
as a human being.
Right.
Yes.
Right, not Dana Powell specifically. What if I just did all this entire corner was like, I want to teach myself how to accept a compliment. So if you guys can just send me compliments, I will practice. No, but I really want to encourage people to learn to do that.
Totally. And really quick, what you mentioned about you saying your friend not accepting it and saying, oh, you're saying I'm not smart enough to know that. I had a coach say that once, and he was right to discuss this with our team. He like watched us after a show.
An improv
coach. We didn't feel so great about it, but you know what? Some people enjoyed it.
Yes.
And a lot of times what we in our minds see as a disaster or a complete failure, it's not.
Right.
Or it's certainly not as bad as we think.
And somebody got joy.
Sometimes it is. But most of the time it's not. Again, everybody's their own worst critic, right? And he said, you just took away from people who took time out of their night and paid money to watch a performance. They thought it was good. You just completely counteracted and negated their opinion.
Yes, you said, well, you're stupid because it wasn't good. I mean, basically.
I didn't say they were. Oh. I was like, no, I didn't.
You just slammed the table. You lost control.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm just saying that's the message you're sending.
Exactly. We straight up said, oh God, that show was awful. We sucked. And then all the excuses, and it's awkward. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. So I have trained myself to go, oh, thank you so much. Depending on what the situation is, you know, if it's about a show, an improv show or something, I'll say, oh, are you taking classes here? Or if it's, you know, oh, your skin looks so good. Oh, thank you so much. What's your skin regimen? No, but I try to find something.
Yes.
Like you said, I do try to find, not necessarily a compliment back, but a conversation starter.
Sure.
Because I do feel awkward talking about myself. Not that they want to talk to me.
No, but exactly.
But you know what I'm saying? I guess just finally, accept a compliment. You guys are amazing for being supporters of us and trying to find joy the way that we are. So accept the compliment.
Yeah.
That's my how-to. And what's interesting is you brought a how-to, too.
I have a how-to that kind of piggybacks onto this. It's being able to accept help when offered. And I think most people have a hard time with this, too, because we feel like we're being a burden, or to do that would take advantage of a friend. Things like that. I get it. I'm the same way. Or you insist, no, you don't have to pay me back. No, you don't need to do me a favor. Whatever. But sometimes people really need help and don't want to ask. And I understand that, but feel okay to ask for help when you need it.
Yes.
And try to accept it when it's coming from someone that you know and have a really strong feeling that they're just doing it out of love.
Mm-hmm.
Friend or family, coworker, neighbor, whatever it is, let them do it. I'm using this as an example. Certainly not. Please do not think to praise myself. I'm saying this as an example of what a small thing can do. One of my friends was recently in a second car accident, sadly, and really her shoulder got jacked up in the first one, and then she got smashed again, and it furthered the injury. And she has been pretty immobile, and she has a son in high school. And so I was like, girl, how are you getting food? How are you eating all this? So she's like, oh, I've been having it delivered. Well, that gets expensive.
Yes.
So I knew, and I know her, she will not ask for help. So I kept saying, what do you need? What do you need? And then I said, don't make me get angry, and I want to bring you what you need. I said, I'm begging you, just let me go to the grocery store for you.
Yeah.
So again, a real simple thing. Is that any sweat off my back to drive 5 minutes away and get her stocked for at least a week's time?
Yeah.
So that she and her kid have stuff and like lots of fresh, readily made stuff. So because she can't really cook right now or anything like that. It's the smallest little thing, but doing little things like that, offering to watch someone's kid so they can
have a
night out for once in a year for crying out loud. Anything.
Honestly, what you're not realizing too, I think that we label that as, or at least some people, I've gone through times in my life where I've had a hard time accepting help, and I was kind of raised that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you mind your own business, you keep your door shut, and you handle your stuff. Pull up your bootstraps and move on, right? Mm-hmm. But I think that one thing that's left out when you have that sort of mentality is what it does for the other person too.
Right.
It feels good to love someone and to help someone, and it does good for both souls.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I think some people are okay with offering help for other people, but then can't accept it in return.
Sure.
And it's like, no, let that person repay you for the love you showed them.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, I get some things are private, or you don't want to, you know, you can be as open or as closed a book as you need to be, but you can still allow and accept help into your life.
Totally.
It's a beautiful, when I broke my arm, people brought us food and stuff. It wasn't just for me.
Right.
It was for Dan Tipton.
Mm-hmm.
And so that he and my child had things to eat and could take care of me, and he wouldn't have to worry about cooking while he was taking care of the baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, all these things. It wasn't just about me.
Exactly.
You know, now, listen, did I return anyone's dishes afterwards? No. So I guess if you're gonna help in that way, just know whatever you give somebody, don't expect it back.
Okay.
If it's in a dish.
I am gonna return the dishes that my friend nicely, but because Alan couldn't join us when we had a Seder a few weeks ago, she was so lovely. She made this incredible spread.
Home?
Yeah, but like with her nice glass, like the Pyrex, not like the Glad throwaway, who cares?
Yeah.
Recyclable.
Right.
Well, I hope they're recyclable. You know what I mean? The cheap plastic ones you can get at any market.
Sure.
These were like the nice, permanent, reusable glass ones.
That's her bad, Jessica.
She gave me like six of them because she had so much food, and she was like begging us. She's like, please, you guys take food home. We are not going to get through all of this. So I did. I was like, you know what? We will eat this. Thank you. I will happily take it. And she goes, in no rush with getting the container.
She didn't know. She doesn't know.
I feel like I have to do a drive-by and like put them at
and
her
throw
door
it.
One day. I'm not going to throw it, but I want to get them back to her in a time. I've already.
You have to do it fast or
no,
you
I know.
Won't.
I washed them and they're stacked on the dining table. I need to get them back to her.
Yeah.
It's like a complete set of like stacking Pyrex.
Listen, she's the one that put it out there. It's not your fault. She could have put all that stuff in baggies. She didn't.
I have my friend's Tupperware that she made a gargantuan amount of mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving one year, and I had it for so long I was too embarrassed to give it.
I've done that. Have we talked about this?
I think we have.
Yeah.
Not on the show necessarily, but
we
were laughing.
I feel
about
like
it.
We were going to do it as a rant or as a corner one day of we steal your shit. Like,
right.
Don't give us stuff. I don't know if we ever did, but now the cat's out of the bag. Anyway, accept help. It's okay. Because you know what? We all need it at some point.
Absolutely.
I was talking to my mother, and, you know, I've spoke on the show about my mother's been ill and to the point that she needs a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for her to ask for that, accept it, be willing and open to receiving it. And I said to her, why? I said, we're all humans.
Mm-hmm.
We all need help at some point. And unless there's some tragedy that takes us out before we're expecting it, like a car wreck or whatever, as we age, our bodies are are also aging and yeah. and we need help, and that's okay and perfectly normal.
Absolutely.
There's no shame in it.
No. But I think also sometimes people, especially if it's meaning getting older, you feel like a loss of independence.
I know.
And that can lead to some embarrassment. And that's
for sure.
Another reason why people have
don't want to ask for help.
And
yeah.
I understand
that too, but it's the same as we were saying about accepting a compliment. Just start mm-hmm. practicing.
Yeah.
Just start practicing accepting help. Thank you. Yes, I would like a drink while you're at the store. Or, mm-hmm. you know, just start small and then see where that leads. Because
totally.
And remember, it's not just for you, it's for them too.
Exactly.
It's good for all souls.
So let's help one another.
Yeah. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Aw, should we move into our raves? This has been a fairly positive episode.
I know.
Well, I guess.
It's a nice change of pace.
I guess the first half maybe wasn't as nice.
Oh, please. Listen. All those people deserve it.
I've slept since then anyway. Okay, you're first on raves this week. I'm really excited.
I am too. Okay, so this is a series of two books that have come out from a photographer out of Atlanta, Georgia, whose name is Kate Parker. And I absolutely love this. And way before this book even came out, one of my dear friends from college sent me a photograph of her daughter, and I flipped over it. So beautiful, so powerful, an incredible black and white photo, and it's still on my fridge to this day, a few years later. And she's like, oh, it's for this project, and she didn't like say much, and then this book came out, and I couldn't believe it, and her daughter happens to be in it. This is an amazing collection of photographs of girls being fearless, girls being silly, girls being wild, stubborn, and proud, girls whose faces are smeared with dirt and lit up with joy. So simple and yet so powerful, Strong is the New Pretty celebrates through more than 175 memorable photographs the strength and spirit of girls being 100% themselves.
Strong is the New Pretty.
How great
I love
is the title?
That title. I love it.
It's amazing.
Because when you describe someone as pretty, of course it's a compliment. We're learning to accept compliments.
Yes.
But at the same time, there is a connotation that comes with it of like, oh, delicate and fragile girls.
Yes.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, there's strength is beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one has, I don't know how old the girl is on the cover, but she looks like such a powerhouse, and her arms are crossed. She doesn't look angry. She, again, just looks strong.
Yeah.
She's a swimmer. She's in, like, her profesh swimsuit and her swim cap with her goggles on.
Yes.
And I love it. And one of the descriptions of the book says, real beauty isn't about being a certain size, mm-hmm. acting a certain way, wearing the right clothes, or having your hair done, or even brushed. Real beauty is about being your authentic self and owning it.
Yes.
And I love that this, again, is being encouraged nowadays more than ever.
Yes.
To empower your children, to empower young boys and girls to feel okay. It's okay that you're different. It's okay
it's
that
okay.
you're...
Who you are is enough.
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
And it's not... We've talked about toxic positivity.
Yes.
You know, that can be so oppressive. This is just about, no, be who you are, because
yeah.
that's great, and that's enough, and that's beautiful.
Absolutely. So she followed up just recently, a few weeks ago, this came out. Her follow-up to Strong is the New Pretty is The Heart of a Boy.
Love it.
Which I love. And I'll give you a quick little synopsis. Against the backdrop of growing national conversation about how to raise sons to become good people, Kate Parker is leading the way by turning her lens on boys. Author of the best-selling book about girls, Strong is the New Pretty, she now shows the heart of a boy in 200 compelling photographs. Boys can be wild, but they can also be gentle, bursting with confidence but not afraid to be vulnerable, ready to run fearlessly downfield or reach out to a friend in need. In this empowering, deeply felt celebration of boys being and believing in themselves, see the unguarded joy of a little brother hugging his big brother, the inquisitive look of a young scientist examining a bug, the fearless self-expression in a ballet dancer's poise. There are guitarists, fencers, wrestlers, stargazers, a pilot, boys who aspire to be president, and boys whose lives are full of overwhelming challenges, yet who bravely face each day as it comes.
I love it. It's so much about, like, we get labeled by
yeah.
society so quickly, and that message is powerfully communicated
Major.
To children.
Mm-hmm.
So I love this, just be you, and don't let these labels define who you are.
Absolutely.
You can be vulnerable and strong at the same time. I just love everything about it. Do we follow her on Instagram?
I'm embarrassed to say I don't even know if she has an Instagram.
Oh my God, we have to figure it out, because I would love to see some of her work, because those pictures were just precious.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
I love it too.
And I love that your friend's daughter's in the book.
Shout out to Ella Hart.
Oh, Ella. I love it. Okay, well, should I move on to my rave?
Sorry.
No worries. This one is, I actually found it on, I had seen a video about it floating around Facebook. I sent it to Jessica like I always do. I think I send you at least 3 videos a day where I'm like, okay, I'm crying.
Yes.
It's usually from like special books by special kids. Oh my God, I'm crying. Oh my God, a pet something from the dodo. Oh my God, Jessica, I think I'm crying. Like, you must think all I do is cry.
No, but I love it. And I appreciate those too. And I get super emo about sweet and happy things.
I love it.
Too.
So this is one of those things. And so I did a little bit more research, and this is actually an article from CBS News. 2 women deliver baby dolls to people with Alzheimer's and dementia to give them comfort. And there is a video if you want to look it up. It's very sweet, but you'll probably cry. I'm just going to be honest. 2 Kentucky women are giving baby dolls to people with Alzheimer's and dementia, helping them feel comforted and loved. Sandy Cambron and Shannon Gray Blair visit senior living facilities around the state and bring with them Pearl's memory babies. The plush baby dolls help seniors living with dementia remember the feeling of parenthood, the pair told CBS News. Videos from their visits show elderly people crying when a baby doll is placed in their arms. That's why I started bawling. It's insane. You just see it come across their entire being. Mm-hmm. They're having those memories. And with dementia and Alzheimer's, a lot of that's lost.
Right.
And that's bringing it back for them. It's just so beautiful. Cameron and Blair are co-workers who dedicate their free time to Pearl's Memory Babies, an organization named after Cameron's mother-in-law. Cameron came up with the idea 12 years ago when her mother-in-law died from Alzheimer's. My husband and I knew how much the baby doll we had given meant to her, she said. So at Christmas, instead of giving each other gifts, we bought baby dolls for different nursing homes and took them at Christmas time to the Alzheimer's patients as our gift to each other. The couple did this for several years, and then Blair joined the team. Blair's own mother was also diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and Cambron offered to give her a baby doll. I didn't understand why Sandy wanted to give my mom a baby doll, Blair said. Still, she decided to take Cambron up on her offer and brought a baby doll to her mom's nursing home. When I walked into the room with the baby doll, my mom's roommate just held out her hands and started crying and was way more emotional and way more involved, Blair said. And when I came back to work, I told Sandy, now I know why you do this. The co-workers decided to bring more baby dolls to the nursing home, one for every Alzheimer's patient there. From there on, the nonprofit organization was born. And Pearl's Memory Babies is funded entirely by donations, guys. So if you have it, give it. If not, just spread the word. The pair uses a GoFundMe page, and I think they also have their own website now. I'll look into it, but they accept donations on their website, on Facebook. All donations we receive, we just put towards the next delivery. The nursing home residents often feel an instant connection with the baby doll and feel comforted by the loving bundle of joy, the pair said. They also bring, and I love this too, not everybody wants a baby.
Right.
Not everybody had babies, and it doesn't matter. They also bring stuffed dogs for people who miss taking care of their pets. Touching videos from their recent visit to Green Valley Care Center in Louisville show residents lighting up when they're handed a baby or a dog. May instantly start rocking the baby to sleep or petting the pup with natural instincts of care. Their delivery to Green Valley Care Center was their biggest yet. 45 baby dolls and 22 stuffed puppies were brought to the residents this October. They're planning their next big delivery at Christmas time, so this is an older article, but they know it's important to help others, so they dedicate their free time visiting senior facilities. Babies and puppies can add cuteness to anybody's life, but Pearl's Memory Babies are extra special, and the comfort and love they provide is priceless.
So sweet.
And I believe I read another article about these 2 women. I want to say I think they're both moms and nurses. It's not like they have like tons of time that they're like, I'm just gonna craft up some babies for the old people. Like they have busy lives, but this is really important to them. And I guess one of the reasons it made me emotional, there's someone in my family that has dementia, and it's like, it is hard.
Yeah,
they are losing every part of themselves slowly, just yes. One memory at a time. And the fact that these stuffed animals or these baby dolls can just bring back a few minutes of a memory or a feeling that they had lost until that moment.
Totally.
Holy cow, the power of that is
Absolutely. Just
phenomenal.
This is giving me weird deja vu, because one of my dearest friends, when she was a child, they used to go visit her grandmother, had like early onset dementia.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think if you've got it at 60, that's young.
Yeah.
Like, it was her great-grandmother, but she had developed it really young and had lived for quite a while. Her brother, there's something funny about this, except for this part of the story. story, used to bring his ventriloquist dummy and like do
it. Oh my god,
perform.
You told me about this when I sent this video. Love it. Go.
So he used to bring his dummy, who, if memory serves, Erica, it was Lester. You'll correct me if it wasn't. I think his name was Lester. And her brother Todd would sit and bring Lester and do, you know, perform for the patients. Well, one day a woman got up and like started walking towards him and was very like emotional and teary-eyed. And she kept reaching out for his doll, saying, come here, Sugarfoot.
Oh,
which is probably what she maybe had called a baby or a grandchild or whatever.
Yeah.
And he was so taken aback that the woman took the doll from him, but very like gently and lovingly. And he was like kind of upset and saying to his dad, why, that's my doll. And he's like, yeah, don't worry, just let her. The dad let the woman have it for a bit. And so when they came back the next time to visit, because I think they went like once a week to visit her, the dad brought a baby doll for that woman. And my friend said, you do not understand how that woman lit up. And just like you said, people who maybe are not having any connections that they can put together because of what's going on with misfires in their brain and, and whatnot, to bring back a happy memory or something that's beautiful or comforting.
That feeling of love.
It's
when
incredible.
They were giving and receiving love.
Yes.
Because, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, the elderly are kind of abandoned because people's lives get busy. And so that it just sparks that memory of, like, I love that how the article said it brought bringing the puppies brought back memories of them taking care of pets.
Yes.
Like, we feel good taking care of our pets. We feel good loving someone else.
Totally.
Of course they miss that. I it's just beautiful. It just, well, I cried.
You cried even reading
it? I cry all the time.
Aww.
What's wrong with me? You know, there was a point in my life I didn't cry for like 3 years. Isn't that insane? And then the floodgates opened and all I do is bawl.
I had that. I'm not joking. This is very weird kismet. I had that happen and I got kind of like numb.
Yes.
And it was
It's not
awful.
Healthy.
It's not, but I had gone through, it was after my brother passed away.
Yeah.
And I kind of numbed out when someone else had something happen, no matter how bad it was. Of course, as a human, and I'm super emotional too, I felt it, but I could not outwardly express it.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm getting much better about that, but there was a long period of time where I just was completely shut down.
Yeah, me too.
And then I got like hyper crazy on the other end. So anything that was joyous that happened, I was hysterically crying.
Like, yeah.
My friend got certified as a yoga instructor and I went to the ceremony and I was crying like it was my child, you know, graduating from kindergarten. I'm not good at speaking for people. Like, I cried when I had to speak at my friend's wedding. Like, I'm like, all of these things that are happy, they make me cry. I mean, it really...
But it's a good cry.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, too, because I still go through phases where I'm a stuffer. You know, if I'm like, okay, I got to get through this week, and the only way I can do it is not feel.
Yep.
And that's okay. But 3 years is maybe a bit much. So I guess I had some catching up to do.
Totally. Well, because then it's like a volcanic eruption.
Oh, God. Right? No kidding.
Yeah.
It's crazy town.
I'm like Mount Vesuvius.
I am, too, with my anger and my happy. Clearly.
Don't bring God into this. Jinx.
Jessica.
Dana.
Is that our show?
Not quite yet, because I'm going to let our listeners know how they can get in touch with us.
Oh, my goodness. How smart of me to make this poignant.
Please catch us and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. Contact us or view things on our website, therantsandravespodcast.com, Twitter at @raves_the, and email us directly. You can do that through the contact button on our website or through your own email to therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com.
And also, just as a little side note, we have stickers. Occasionally, when people hit us up, we'll send you a sticker. I just got some very weird magnets of myself.
They're amazing.
So, you know, if you send us a good organization or hometown hero or something to rave about, who knows, maybe you get a sticker or a magnet of my face.
Okay. I love the magnets.
They're so crazy. And also just the weirdest thing, like, who buys magnets of themselves? I don't know. Dana Powell.
With one of her cartoon faces.
I have crossed eyes. What a surprise.
It's amazing.
Okay, so before we go, I think it's about time for a point to ponder. We haven't really shouted out a point to ponder. Donettes. Do we need to explain what those are?
Did you just say donettes?
What do you call them? Donettes?
Donuts.
Nah, I like them to have their own identity. They're ladies to me.
Donuts. That
chocolate covered donut ladies.
Like a female singing trio.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Donuts. Like short for donuts.
Yeah.
Donettes.
Yeah, because they're the mini ones with the chocolate covered.
Donettes.
What's wrong with that?
I'm crying.
I've always called them donuts.
What is your point to ponder about
my point,
donuts?
My point to ponder.
I'm going to get a donut right now.
I just said donuts, waxy or delicious. I think we know.
Yeah.
Some people have wrong opinions and they need to go to church.
Okay.
Let's meet up here back next week.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll have regained some brain cells by then. All right. We'll see you then.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.